Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
War thugging and loving the way I came up. Big money clutching. Bussing while evading. Bust my pole rushing. Send my clutching into insanity. Doubting my cousin now. Bussing the Theo family. The cops want to see me bubby. I ain't worried. I got a line on the DA because of the secretary. I black out and start cussing. Bust them and touch them all. They panicking. Ducking. I rush them and...
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Being a Tupac at 2:30 every day.
When thugs cry.
I think Tupac.
I can relate.
Yes, you're a thug. Occasionally cries.
Exactly right.
I think it's Tupac's cadence and DMX's. They're my favorite always. That you can almost, without words.
What Tupac about Jay-Z?
Nah, well, I mean, he's a good rapper, but Tupac is always him and DMX are the two that I feel like I don't even need to hear the words.
Yeah.
I could do it by the sounds and the, you know, and where their voice goes.
The cadence, yeah.
Yep, their cadence. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. On this first day of baseball free agency, how should the Phillies approach this offseason? A, push all their chips in for next year to compete with the Dodgers. B, take a step back and think about building for the next 5 years. So Ike thinks, push your chips in, try to compete with the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. I say take a step back, think about the next 5 years. What do you think the poll is at?
Push your chips in, baby. This is a championship city, man.
Only
what
for
are you
one
talking
team.
About?
Only for one team.
Push your chips all the way in.
All I hear, all I think when I see chips pushed in is Paul George.
What about Chauncey Billups?
Oh, come on, man. Push the kick a guy when he's down.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Yeah. What do you think the voting is at?
I'm going to say 75% at least and push all the chips in.
67% saying push their chips in.
Oh, in this city?
Yeah.
Love it, man.
Well, what do you think?
So I'm now in the mindset of the next 5 years.
There you go.
Yeah. Why? Because I can't go through what we went through from 12 to 18. And you got to figure out if Justin Crawford, if Aiden Miller, if Andrew Painter, if some of these guys that have been coming through the pipeline are good enough. And I think they can do both. I think they're going to still have a high payroll because of some of the players already here. But it's a transition time for them. Like, they have the Schwarber money coming off the books. They'll have JT's money coming off the books. And then next year, you'll have Castellanos and Taiwan coming off the books, where you can reinvest in the team. But for right now, like, I don't want to be stuck here paying a 38-year-old JT $20 million a year. I don't want to be stuck paying Kyle Schwarber $35 million a year at 36. Like, I think he's going to age pretty well. But still, I don't... I don't want to get stuck with all these contracts. They need to be more of an efficient franchise.
Why do you care about the money? We're going to go through those turnstiles. They're going to average 40-plus thousand fans a game down there. They had the best home record, in part because that ballpark looks like it's sold out just about every night. So money is no issue. Money is no issue. They're paying their star players compared to the star players and what they're getting in Major League Baseball right now and moving forward. With the exception of the two pitchers.
Yeah.
They got ridiculous money.
Yeah.
But they're everyday players. They're not making ridiculous money.
Well, but you say money is not an issue. Money is an issue.
No, it's not.
It is an issue. Mm-hmm. There's a limit here. There's a limit everywhere but two teams, the Dodgers and the Mets. They're the only teams that don't have a limit. Even the Yankees have a limit. Phillies have a limit. And they're at their limit.
And here's the thing. They are about to get Zach's money off the books in 2 years. They're going to get Casty out of here. They're going to get Taiwan out of here. Well, who else? Who else is about to be up?
Well,
now it's Schwarber and JT because I'm bringing them both guys back.
Well, Nola still has 5 years left.
Yeah, that's what I said. You're stuck with his contract. You're stuck with his. I say this to say that they're going to get money off of their books. So you don't have to tell yourself as a team, well, we have to act as if we're poor and can't spend money until these contracts are up, and then we can spend money. In the meantime, let's watch Aiden Miller bat 240. Let's watch Justin Crawford bat 225 out there. And let's watch Andrew Painter be a 3 at best or 4 on the team.
But what if they're good?
Good what?
Like, what if they are cornerstone pieces? You also have to find that out. You can't just outspend everything. You can't spend your way through all the issues.
Here's the thing. I know that you know and they know. And Spike, you're a baseball player, baseball guy too.
I'm a player. Yeah.
Justin Crawford ain't special.
Nah, I don't think
so. And you know he's not special. We don't got Ronald Acuna Jr. down there somewhere.
No.
Aiden Miller may be a nice, serviceable player, but is he going to be an all-star player?
I think there's a good chance.
Good chance.
Yeah. Okay. We have three-time all-star.
Not a perennial all-star. Right. That's what I'm talking about. So my point, and I'm not saying that's anything to sneeze at. That's not my point. My point is that they aren't franchise changers. So eventually, when they become the guys on the team, we're going to be like, man, we got mediocre guys. These guys ain't as good as what those. They're not Chase. They're not J-Roll. They're not Ryan Howard. They're not Bryce Harper. They're not any of those guys.
Yeah, but then if you find that out, then you'll have much more money to go out to spend those rather than having.
On who?
But I'm saying, like, instead of just paying $35 million to Schwarber or $30 million to Bregman or $35 million for Kyle Tucker, like they would if.
They're going to make me a better team over the next 3 years.
Yeah.
And then a much worse team over the 3 years after that.
Well, give Schwarber a 3 or 4 year deal.
Well, it's going to be 4 or 5.
Well, I said 3 or 4.
Yeah,
I'm not saying give Cal Schwarber a 5 year deal. I'm saying figure out a way if you can get him one less year and give him maybe a little more average per year, then work it that way. That's all I'm saying is trying to figure out a way to make it work. What I'm ultimately saying is if you're not going to re-sign him, then go get me a Kyle Tucker. Go get me Cody Bellinger. Like, go get me other players to replace that talent so it still gives me a chance as the Phillies to win the World Series. To say we're not going to compete with the Dodgers, anything can happen. Anything can happen. And next thing you know, you're in place. You know what I don't want to look up and see? Milwaukee with a championship next year. That's what I don't want to look up and see.
Well, but you know how they're not doing it? They're not doing it by going and paying 32-year-olds for $150 million.
Yeah.
That's not what they're doing.
But they got good players on their team.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And we have to find a way to get good players on our team without putting the franchise in a precarious position for
the next
5 years.
They're not going to lose money.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi? Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm at work and I was doing something, so the old guy didn't have to do it at my job.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. That's Jack's whole deal here.
Yep.
Hey, my man.
What's up, Boo? What's up, Boo?
Hey, Jackie, baby. What's popping, fellas?
What up, Yosh?
Hey, man. What's name? Hey, it's Happy Hurts, yay, and I love it. We got to, you know what? I'm with you. We got to make the money work. If we ain't going to push the chips in, We got to make the money work. You better spend it where it's supposed to be spent, and somebody better be a baseball Howie Roseman, because I know we need to solidify that daggone bullpen, do something with that outfield, because if you don't take care of that, what's the name, ain't nothing going to work for real. I would bring Bader back. I'd get Kyle Wilson some money. Mm-hmm. They need to do something. Because what's saying, wait another 5 years?
It's not about waiting five years.
We get 3 and 4. Yeah. Man, we made it all the way to the World Series. Then what's saying, the next year, what's saying, we get put out in the first round. Then what's saying, we get put out again. Like, come on, man. Y'all be sitting over there so dormant. Like, oh, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I don't understand this, yo. I don't understand it. I'm trying to win a title.
Oh, man, you know what? You know why I got my wife, and you know why I keep getting my wife? Because I push the chips in, baby.
Oh, slow down.
You're dangerous territory here.
I ain't going no further than what I need to go. I just had to say that little part. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And it was nice to see you, Yosh, with the,
with sleeves
on. The first time in a year and a half, so I've been doing the show, I saw Yoshi, the first thing I said to him was, he did have the sleeves ripped off his jacket, so, and it wasn't just a vest, the sleeves were ripped off a jacket that looked like it did have sleeves before, but your arms were covered. It was very bold of you.
Everything. I was like, I love me a good pair of scissors. You're daggone right.
You got to let those guns breathe, man. You got to let them breathe.
I don't let them breathe, boy. You know, if I come down there with my guns out, I get it. Say, hey, man, get him 2 rings with them pipe books. I'm on the phone right now. Look, what's the name, man? If I come down there with my sleeves out and it's chilly outside, I'm going to look like an idiot. I don't want to look like no. Look, I'm smart and I'm black. We like warm weather. You know what I'm talking about? Ain't that right? I agree.
Yeah, that's true.
Can agree with you. Come on now.
Even though I grew up in the Midwest,
Hey, man, what's saying? I told you white when I retire, I might move to Hawaii so I can be naked all the time. You know what I'm talking about? But it was great seeing y'all last night, too. And
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to say that for last. Let me get my oddly passionate.
Yeah, what are you oddly passionate about for next question?
I just ain't got nothing to do with you, so
I don't even know what. I'm just listening.
The people who make excuses about not being at their physical peak.
Well, that's,
it annoys
that's
me. I don't have a
definitely
shot
at
a, like, just, definitely a shot at me.
Yeah,
what excuses people make, you know?
Well, it's always work. Time. It's always I'm so busy.
It's always time.
It's
but
always
I
time.
See you at the Haagen-Dazs. I see you at the bar. What's the name? The strip club. Always got an excuse, and then they be like, "I ain't trying to be built like you. You ain't got to be built like me. Just take care of yourself." Like, come on, man.
It's always
man,
time. It's always time. I'm so busy. Meanwhile, they've watched every Netflix show.
Exactly. And Spike, I agree with that daggone cell phone thing. That annoyed me. You know what? Me and you, we are so much on the same page when it comes to cell phones and everything. And Jack, you talking about at the light. You know what? You're the person that I'm sitting there like, oh, my God. I wish this person would go ahead already. See the head down in the lap? And I've been scared to toot my horn ever since I seen that daggone show, that movie with Russell Crowe, and he went crazy on the girl the whole day. I'm like, I'm going to just sit here and wait.
Well,
but I'm going to do some expressions in the back. I'm like, let me just throw my hands up. Like, it's just ridiculous. And if you're going to watch the news, man, you better turn over to daggone ABC, man. Shari Williams.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I know, right. Sherry.
Thanks. Yes. All right, see you.
I actually know Sherry. Yes, I'm not looking at Sherry.
You know what I think too?
I'm not looking at anybody.
Yeah, all you're just watching for
the news.
Yeah,
man.
You just want you want to know what's going on
in your local community.
That's yes. Right. The other thing that goes through my head when I see the cell phones in the theaters.
Yes.
Is
right.
Didn't you just pay $13 a person
to come in here?
$9 for your soda, $8 yeah. for your popcorn. To look at your phone, you could have done that at home.
$13. Where you go to the movies at?
Yeah.
What? Something like $11.50? Something like that?
$13, $25?
Like $25 to go to the movies, I think.
Oh, for both?
Yeah.
Well, no,
for one person.
No.
$13? Really?
Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm going to the weekend matinees or whatever. Those are $11.50. I think the other...
Okay, now, you're going to a matinee,
well,
you're
now,
right.
I think like 8 o'clock on a Friday night. That's when it gets the $25.
No, I think the IMAX, you're paying $16 to $20.
Right.
But if you're not in the IMAX, I think it's, you know, $12 to $14.
Man. Well,
maybe I'm getting ripped off. You know, I do the whole Fandango thing.
Yes.
Pay for it online.
Yeah, yeah, I do it with that.
Is that a processing fee?
Yes, that's why you gotta join their club or whatever. That way you don't
maybe
pay those fees.
Maybe that's why it costs more.
Yeah. So we had our whole Bryce Harper thing over mm-hmm. the last couple of weeks. You know, Dave Dombrowski said, he didn't know if he was going to be a lead again. And then Bryce Harper did the interview with Matt Gelb where he said he was hurt by trade rumors and he doesn't have anybody hitting behind him and hurt by the organization, yada, yada, yada. Here is Jason Stark on his podcast about the whole thing.
Okay, here's my impression, Doug.
Yeah.
I think there will be fallout, and I think Dave doesn't mind that fallout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Dave didn't know that it was going to create this kind of firestorm, but as a longtime Dave Dombrowski observer, and I think he's great at his job, it feels to me like nothing comes out of his mouth that he hasn't thought about. Mm-hmm. that he doesn't want to come out of his mouth. And I think he definitely wanted to send some sort of message to Bryce. And I don't think he fully explained what that message actually was, but he got Bryce's attention. He got it.
It is. I think we all agree.
He also could have got his attention by just calling him.
Yeah. I wonder. The whole thing's fascinating to me mm-hmm. because we all think Dave Dombrowski's a smart guy. You might not agree with every move or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would tend to agree with Jason Stark that maybe he didn't know how he was going to do it, but he knew what he was doing when he did it.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to know what that is, you know? And then looking back on it, I wonder in the battle of public opinion if he won it. You know, like because
well, he did, but it was penny-wise, pound-foolish,
even though that
doesn't really apply because it's nothing...
But I understand what you're saying.
The point is, or you cut your nose off to spite your face.
Yes.
That's a better one.
That's a better one.
So, I think he most of the public was in his sort of corner. Didn't think he really said anything that wasn't true as much as you said it.
Well, and even after Bryce said what he said, the reaction that I heard and felt, and Jack, you're you know, ingrained more in the Phillies fan culture. Mm-hmm. But most of what I saw and heard when Bryce said what he said was like, come on, man. That his reaction.
Well, his reaction was may have been worse than what Dombrowski said.
Right. Like, and I wonder if we don't know what the purpose was. I wonder if Dombrowski is in a, if it was contract related, whatever it was related. I wonder if Dombrowski sort of in the end won the round. I just don't know what he was trying to do. Did you experience the reaction to what Bryce said the same as what I'm saying?
I think a lot of people were like, what are you talking about? Essentially. But I think people are obsessed with the trade thing. Again, if he just kept it too, he was hurt by the comments. I think people would have realized, understood that more.
Yes.
Because
it was a trade talk.
Yeah. It was the idea that no one, there's been a little bit of trade things from fans. That's it. Yeah, which happens every day.
Yeah, that's vocal minority. That's not the majority. 90%+ of his fan base wants Bryce here. Nobody's talking about trading Bryce Harper.
No, not in a real way. And he's got no trade clause, so it's kind of a
moot point.
Yeah, it's a moot point anyway, unless he wants to be gone.
Yeah. Which, my smell test says he's hinting at that a little bit.
Well, I think he was threatening it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's almost like he's hinting at,
If you don't like me here,
I'll be gone. Yeah.
Didn't Rodgers pull that card towards the end in Green Bay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it kind of reminded me of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's like, listen, if you don't want me. I mean, he didn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't as obvious as I think when Rodgers did it.
Yeah.
But that's what it kind of felt like when he read those comments.
Yeah, because you really included, which is essentially the fans and the media to some degree, with your rant or your reply to Dave Dombrowski. Fans and the media had nothing to do with what Dave Dombrowski said.
Yeah, it was a miscalculation by him and Boris and the way that they've done it. Because I actually thought, too, before he said that, letting Boris do his talking.
Yes.
In saying he's actually elite and here's why. Because we saw him Boris did a couple of different interviews where he was talking about nobody hitting behind him, he doesn't get pitches to hit, so on and so forth. I thought that was enough the time.
It was.
You know, and because Bryce does have such a good vibe around him here. If you're him, you want to stay out of that whole thing.
Of course.
You know, let Boris.
He's smart enough to know that.
Yeah.
This dude knows that. Like, he got in his feelings for whatever reason, and he's the one that wanted to get his side of this out. That's why you pay Scott Boris. You let him be the bad guy.
Yes.
You don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah. And I don't think, you know, if I'm just thinking of motivations from Dombrowski, I don't think it's to motivate Bryce to play better. Like that doesn't feel like the right, because there's not really been any question. Now you could start going conspiracy theories. Maybe he was mad that he never addressed anything with the wrist last offseason, and that's a thing he's throwing out there. Maybe it is a contract thing. Maybe privately Scott Boris is saying to him, we have an elite player here, and you know what? If you don't do anything about it, we're gonna start talking about that. And maybe Dave Dombrowski wanted to point out nobody thought you were elite this year, and everybody's wondering about these things. Mm-hmm. So I do wonder how it resolves itself. My guess is it just goes quiet now. I don't think we'll hear anything about it, would be my guess. And then, you know, spring training will happen.
Yep.
And as soon as Bryce gets down there, somebody will ask him about it.
Yeah.
And
you'll grill him about it.
Well, I'll ask him about it.
Damn right we will.
Yeah, we.
Yeah. You. Guess who won't be there for that portion?
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys.
I'll be sitting there with you. I'll be there.
Wearing your Mets rivalry pack.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be. I think he is smart enough to know. Just like the last time they brought up the contract thing and it went poorly, he is smart enough to know that when something doesn't react well publicly, when to rein it in.
He'll get out of here. Yep.
He'll rein it in. Yep. I think he'll rein it in. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Phils now? It is the first day of free agency. I keep saying that it's the first day that teams can sign players. Mm-hmm. We don't expect any signings or anything today.
Never.
No, baseball is torturous. It's one thing they could fix with they've made so many good changes over the last several years. If we could have a date, you know, at some point where players are actually signing, I think it would be exciting. But what do you want the Phils to do this offseason? You want them to spend a bunch of money, double down, try to win the World Series, take down the Dodgers next year, or maybe pull it back and start thinking about the next 5 years. Coming up next, man, he's going to be with us next year, the next 5 years. How many years? Shiel Kapadia.
We'd sign into an extension right now.
Yeah, Shiel Kapadia. Well, Shiel's a baseballman as well. And we'll talk to him about the Jalen Phillips acquisition and the Eagles finally have a game coming up in what seems like it's been 3.5 months on Monday night. We'll talk to him about Eagles Packers. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.